And our phone lines are open to you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to hear from you this morning. Get you right on the air. Of course, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Website's got a ton of great information about Kloss Financial. Learn about their separate divisions. You can learn about the team at Kloss Financial. You can also sign up right online for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that available to you at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary for you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air and join the program this morning, just give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Joined this week by C.J. Kloss and Eric Schwartz. C.J., how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, C.J. Great to talk with you. Eric, how have you been?
Morning, Sean. I'm doing great, and it's been a good week.
It has been. It looks like a great week and great weekend ahead. And yeah, we've got a great conversation ahead as well. One of, I think, out of all of them, and I'd put it back to you guys because I think you probably would agree on this, is anytime we talk Social Security, seems to be one of those bigger topics, and we get a lot of questions and a lot of interaction as well. So it should be a pretty good show ahead. Again, we'll be talking about navigating that Social Security maze and certain terms and things that you hear when it comes to Social Security and why they matter and how they matter as well. As mentioned, of course, oftentimes get questions about Social Security and whether it's on the exact topic we're talking about, or if you just have a question about retirement planning in general, we'd love to have you join us. Telephone number here at station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. But before we start this week's conversation, though, about Social Security, let's actually take a look back at last week's program. Of course, each and every week we do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. This week will be no exception. Chance to win a great prize from our friends at Kloss Financial. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Sephora. Typically, the question and answer come up during the program, so listen closely for the question and answer for the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll get you more details on how you can win it later on in the program. But again, before we get rolling on this week's topic, let's actually look back at last week's program and talk about the Kloss Quiz Question Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so thank you to everybody for listening, as always, and big congratulations to our winner from last week, and that was Penny from Stoughton. Mm-hmm. The question was, there are three simplified types of investor personalities, and it's a fill-in-the-blank. So that they are conservative, moderate, and blank, and the answer was aggressive. Ooh. So again, congratulations to Penny for getting that question right.
And of course, if you want to listen back to last week's program, or maybe you missed part of today's show, or catch any of the programs, you can always head on over to klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Listen to the podcast and subscribe there as well. Congratulations, as Eric points out, to Penny. You too can be like Penny. Listen closer to the program, because again, typically the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question Week come up during the show. And of course, we're diving into Social Security and kind of that maze this week. And full retirement age, of course, starts 62. What's kind of the real deal? And let's kind of get that lowdown, CJ. Nope, did we lose CJ? Oh, no. Eric, are you able to...
Sean, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. For some reason, we're not hearing CJ. But would you like to take this one, take a crack at it?
I sure can.
Excellent.
Yes. So one of the biggest questions we get, as it relates to retirement is surrounding Social Security. This is a big piece of the puzzle for a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be in the news no matter what's going on in the world. So let's just kind of dive into some of the, I'll say, like, big details here. So first things first, full retirement age, or FRA. Think of this as your Social Security sweet spot, okay? It is the first age at which you can receive your full Social Security benefit without a reduction for claiming early. So full retirement age, it does vary a little bit. It's somewhere between 66 and 67. For folks who are born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. And then those folks born between 1955 and 1959, you will have your Social Security full retirement age be 66 and some number of months. It varies. And then finally, for people born after 1960, it's pretty simple. 67 is your full retirement age. And again, this is where you're going to get 100% of your benefit. Now, you can start receiving benefits before your full retirement age. Okay, so you can start as early as 62. Now, there's a trade-off. You're going to get less each month, right? But you are collecting for potentially more years. And the other thing is, you can start as early as 62, but you can start on any month between 62 and 70. Okay, so sometimes people think, gosh, I can only collect at 62, 65, and 67. No, Social Security will prorate your benefit down to the month, so you can start any time between 62 and 70. How much will you get? Oh, we get this question a lot. The best place to get that information is to get a personalized number is to go to ssa.gov, make an account. And historically, we always had to wait for things to be mailed to us, and they would come, maybe once a year, sometimes not. And SSA.gov has a ton of great tools just to understand what your benefit's going to look like, how much you can get, and what your options are. So I really, really encourage people go to SSA.gov and find out more about your Social Security benefit. Now, when is the best time to collect? Oh, this one is another good one. It depends. We love to say that, but waiting until your full retirement age usually means you'll get bigger checks. The reason we always say it depends is we can't really answer this question perfectly unless we know exactly how long everybody's going to live, right? If we know that, I mean, it's really easy to determine, when is the most opportune time to start. So where we tend to start with folks is say, okay, well, based on the other income sources you have in retirement, based on how much you've saved, how much you want to spend, that's how we can help you figure out when you need to draw your Social Security to kind of accomplish your goals of having retirement income, and maybe you have some legacy goals. So we can use Social Security as a tool to kind of help you hit those targets. Now, if you wait past your full retirement age, so remember that's between 66 and 67, you do get an increase each year until you get to age 70. So you are actually going to have an 8% increase to your monthly benefit every year until you turn 70. Now, that is a pretty good deal. We at Klaus Financial, we obviously have an investment management team here, and they would tell you 8% guaranteed is a pretty good deal. When you get to 70, though, that is pretty much that is go time. There are very few reasons to wait past age 70 to actually start your benefits.
Great information there from Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. And before we get to some of the math of this, CJ, is there anything you wanted to add to that? Add to that last section there?
No, sorry about that. My microphone kind of went blank there, but I'm back in.
Oh, good to have you along. Yet technology is, as we all know, is fantastic when it works. Then it's like, oh goodness. But great to have you back with us. Back with us, CJ. Of course, talking with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, as mentioned, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Phone lines are open if you've got a question. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, KLAAS Financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. So, Eric, let's break down that math when it comes to and those numbers and kind of calculations when it comes to your Social Security benefit. And I think a lot of folks wonder is, will I ever get a boost?
Yeah, so at a very basic level, in order to qualify for Social Security benefits, you have to earn what are called credits. Okay, so you have to essentially work, pay payroll taxes, and earn those credits over your working years. So in 2025, if you earn $1,810, that is equal to one credit, and you can earn a maximum of 4 credits per year. And in order to qualify for benefits, you need to have 40 credits. Okay, so 4 per year, 40 credits, that's 10 years of work history. That is the goal to qualify for Social Security benefits. Now, if you don't have 40, but you are, let's say you work for maybe 5 years, and then something takes you out of the workforce. If you return later, you can keep adding to your total and get up to that 40 credits. They don't need to be consecutive. Now, the reason that this is one we hear a lot. So, talking about how your benefit is calculated, I'll have people say to me, towards the end of their working years, gosh, I got to make sure that, I'm putting in as many hours as I can and making as much as I can, because they're gonna calculate my Social Security based on my last years of work, right? Maybe my 3 or my 5 last years. That is not true. So Social Security is going to use your 35 highest earning years to calculate your benefit, and that is adjusted for inflation. So when you look at your Social Security statement, you may look back and see, 25 years ago, maybe you earned less money, but when we adjust it for inflation, it brings the dollars back up to today's time value of money, and it provides you with a larger benefit than it looks like. But if we think about this 35-year average of work history, we all start with 35 zeros, right? If we've never worked before, we have zeros for 35 years. So every year that you work, regardless of how much you're earning, you are increasing your Social Security benefit because you are taking away one of those years of zero earnings. Okay, so no matter how much you're earning, you are improving your benefit by working. Now, you'd asked about, will you ever get a boost on your Social Security benefit? So that is what we would call a cost of living adjustment, or a COLA. And you do get COLAs starting at age 62, even if you wait to get your benefit. And 2025, that was 2.5%. And then the year before, last year, was 3.2%. Okay, so definitely we'll be seeing those cost of living adjustments over time.
Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Things are a little different if you are a government worker, correct?
They are. And I feel like we talk about Social Security quite often on the show because it's such an important program. But it's an old program, and we don't often have a lot of new things to talk about related to it. This is an exception here. So beginning in 2025, so specifically back on January 5th, the Social Security Fairness Act was signed into law. And that made some pretty big changes for folks who work for or who have a government pension. So the Social Security Fairness Act, it ends what's called the Windfall Elimination Provision, or WEP, and the Government Pension Offset, GPO. So these two provisions, they essentially reduced or eliminated the Social Security benefits of over 3.2 million people. And those were folks who received a pension based on work that was not covered by Social Security. So they had a non-covered pension. Okay, so this is probably strange to hear for a lot of folks, especially in Wisconsin. We don't have very many positions in our state government that don't pay into Social Security. But our neighbors to the south in Illinois, there are a number of positions working for the state government where actually, instead of paying into Social Security, employees actually pay into all of their retirement contributions into the state pension. So the Social Security Fairness Act, it increases Social Security benefits for certain types of workers, including, teachers, firefighters, police officers in some states, federal employees who are covered by the civil service retirement system, and people whose work had been covered by like a foreign social security system, for example. So complicated topic, but it is a big change. So if you are one of those workers who has a government pension and may have been impacted by this, go to ssa.gov and get up-to-date information on how this might affect you.
Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. I hope you've had a chance to check out the website. If not, head on over there, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. You can, of course, learn more about everyone at Kloss Financial, the separate divisions as well, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, some options there and what they all can provide at Kloss Financial. Also, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, that at the website, KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. We'll talk about, you hear that term, break even. We'll find out from CJ and Eric what that is, and is it possible to figure that out? We'll get all those details and so much more as we continue our conversation. Money in Motion here at Kloss Financial on 1310 WIBA. Talking this week with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about Social Security. And CJ, one of the things you often hear folks wondering about is picking that right age, and what exactly and where exactly is that break-even point? What do people need to know there, CJ?
Yeah, so Social Security and retirement planning, it's kind of like a personal puzzle that you have to figure out. And this is often why people will come to us as a retirement planning expert to say, hey, I've got these different income streams, whether it be a pension or a Social Security income stream, or like Eric was talking about, hey, I was part of a non-covered pension in the state of Illinois, and now there's a change. I mean, these are complicated things with significant impacts over the remainder of your retirement years. So this is often how and when and where we get involved. But when you're thinking about your future retirement income streams, including Social Security, consider all of those income sources. What we would do is we would sit down and say, hey, what investments do you have? What pensions do you have? What Social Security income will you have? Is anybody working? When do you want to retire? When can you afford to retire? And then based upon all that data, we will say you should draw from here first. Hmm. Now, for somebody who's not in the industry, that might sound like, oh my goodness, I have no idea how to do that analysis. But it's not actually that complicated once you're on our side of the fence and understand kind of the tax impacts of each of these income streams. Social Security, this is not right within my topic right now, but Social Security is a little bit unique. Social Security can be legitimately, in the state of Illinois or a state of Wisconsin at least, completely tax-free. If your income is low enough on a provisional basis, you will have no tax, federal or state, on Social Security. Now, if your total income, or what's known as your modified adjusted gross income, gets high enough, then they start taxing your Social Security. And then if your income is much, much, much higher, you cap out at 85% of your Social Security being income taxable. So you get the idea. It's important to know these things because it has an impact on when you draw and where you draw and all these things. Now, longevity is another important question. Because some people like us will say, hey, you should wait to draw later, which we'll talk about here in a moment. But then if you're very unhealthy and you're retired at 62, you probably just want to draw it as early as you can to try to get as much benefit out as you can. Because here's the kicker with Social Security. If you don't have a spouse or somebody who's going to be claiming on your record after you die somehow, then there's really not a lot of benefit of waiting if you are sick or ill, or if you expect to die at an earlier than average age. Now, with all of this being said, you asked the question of what is this break-even thing? Mm-hmm. Well, listen, break-even is actually not that complicated of a concept. Imagine you have an Excel spreadsheet or even just a piece of paper in front of you. And you know that if you draw at age 62, which is the earliest that you can draw, that your benefit's going to be lower. As a matter of fact, it's about for somebody whose full retirement age is you know 66 and some number of months, if you draw as early as 62, you're only getting about 74% of your full retirement age benefit. So if I draw at 62, it's a lower amount, but I'm money ahead, right? That's the key. I'm money ahead of the other version of myself that would have waited to full retirement age. And I'm way money ahead of the other version of myself that would have waited to 70. Everybody gets this. But if you kind of put that Excel spreadsheet down and you say, but if I had waited to 70, the benefit is larger, And therefore, I start catching up on the former version that drew earlier. So this is just a simple, you know, nominal math equation. We're ignoring expected returns and inflation right now. We're just basically looking at the nominal dollar amount. And at some point in the future, those numbers break even. Well, here's the kicker, everybody. For most Americans under most situations, that break even occurs somewhere between 78 and 80. Okay. So meaning if I draw at 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, or 70, they all break even somewhere between 78 and 80. Now, why does this matter? Because that's about life expectancy. So listen, if you think that the Social Security Administration cares when you draw Social Security, you clearly don't understand how they built the math. They just don't care when you draw, because on average, it's irrelevant. Now, notice what I just said there. On average. Here's the key. If everybody in your family lived to 90 or older, you could actually game it a little bit. You could say, well, Social Security doesn't care, but I care. And I know that if I wait and get a larger benefit and I live to age 90, I'm money way ahead. So you get the idea. Social Security Administration could care less. Do we as financial planners, as we work with our clients, do we care about your family medical history and your personal medical history and expectations of you know, when you'll pass away? Oh, you betcha. And that has a big impact on when we give suggestions around when you should draw.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. So CJ, what if we heard talk a little bit about credits earlier? What if you don't have enough credits?
Yeah, good question. So you may still have some options. So if you don't have enough credits, Eric mentioned it earlier, but there's these credits that you earn. You can earn up to 4 credits per year. And so they say 40 credits is the minimum that's required to be eligible for your own Social Security benefit. If you understand that, 4 credits per year, 40 credits, well, that sounds like 10 years, CJ. That's right. If you have about 10 years of working history, then you will be eligible for your own benefit. Some people don't have that. I'll take my spouse as an example of this. She has worked outside of the home, but not for a cumulative 10 years. And therefore, on her own record, she would get nothing. But let's just pause. For those of you who have listened to us talk on the air enough about this, you go, but wait a minute. If CJ were to die, wouldn't his wife be eligible for his benefit? Yes, she would. And wait a minute, I've heard you talk about you're eligible for all of yours or half of your spouse's, whichever is greater. So even if CJ's alive and he draws, couldn't she get half of his? Yes, she could. So you get the idea. Just because my spouse is not eligible based on her own record, it doesn't mean she won't get a Social Security benefit. If I pass away, she could get a benefit. Now there's limitations on when she can get that benefit, but she could get a benefit. And then also, even if I'm alive and I draw, she's eligible for half of mine, even though she may not qualify on her own record. And then there's other things like, well, what if a divorce happens? So what if I'm not eligible on my own record, but I was married to somebody for 10 years who was eligible? Well, yeah, that may apply. But here's a key. Generally, you had to have been married for 10 years, and generally, you can't have remarried before I think it's 60 or 62. So you get the idea. There are a lot of kind of quirks and things to be aware of relative to Social Security. If you have an odd situation where you don't know how it'll work, so think of a divorce from many years ago, or if you were recently a widow or widower, we would just highly suggest schedule an appointment at the Social Security Administration office, explain your situation, and get a summary of what your benefits might be.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Eric next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Talking with CJ and Eric this week about Social Security. And, you know, we've talked about taking Social Security early, but what about folks that are still working? Are there income limits or some restrictions that folks there need to know about?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sean. So this is a really common point of confusion, especially as people are thinking about taking benefits early. So if you claim your Social Security before your full retirement age, which remember right now is somewhere between 66 and 67, depending when you were born, and you continue to work, so earned income, not your pension income, not your investment income, but actually working income, your benefits can be temporarily reduced. So hang on to that word there, temporarily as well. Okay. The earnings test applies, again, only if you're collecting prior to full retirement age. So if you hit full retirement age, you can work to your heart's content. Social Security Administration does not care. But in 2025, if you are under full retirement age for the entire year, Social Security will deduct $1 from your benefits for every $2 that you earn above $23,400. Okay, so essentially you're going to have to pay back $1 for every $2 that you earn over $23,400. Now, in the year that you reach full retirement age, the rules are a little bit different. So in 2025, Social Security will deduct $1 for every $3 that you learn that you earn above $62,160. So this only applies to earnings before the month that you reach your full retirement age. But if you are still working, you really want to think twice about taking benefits before full retirement age. Once you get to your full retirement age, there is no earnings test and you can earn as much as you want. Now mention remember earlier I said to hang on to that temporarily reduced comment. So these deductions are not lost forever. When you reach your full retirement age, Social Security will actually recalculate your benefits and you'll receive a higher monthly amount to account for the benefits that were withheld. So the earnings test, it can be a nuisance, but theoretically you should receive those benefits later. And again, it only applies to working income, not your pension or other retirement income.
Pretty, a lot of really great information as always. Pretty interesting stuff as we talk with our retirement planning professionals, Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. Don't forget, you can learn more about Eric, CJ, and the whole team at Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Sephora. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to Social Security, if you were born after 1960, your full retirement age, FRA, is considered what age? Is it 65? Or 67. Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with correct answer with that $25 gift card to Sephora. And again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Telephone number 608-442-5637. CJ, Eric, it's always fantastic chatting with both of you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
See you guys. News comes your way next here, 1310 WIBA.